Todd Pinio's appalling behavior during a May incident at Sioux Area Hospital has resulted in his access to the local medical facility restricted. The 47-year-old assaulted security guards, spitting on two of the officers and biting one on the hand. Pinio also yelled racial slurs and jumped on another guard, prosecutor Adriana Mucciarelli told a judge last week. The Crown and defense recommended a time-served sentence, plus 24 months probation. The accused's counsel Antoine René Fabris said his client has suffered mental health issues throughout his life. Pinio had valid medical issues when he went to the Sioux Hospital on May 17, the Elliot Lake lawyer explained. He became frantic and lost control of his senses, Fabris told Ontario Court Justice John Condon. He responds well to counseling and has a lot of medical issues. Fabris said the accused, who is from Spanish, has served a substantial period of custody for the offense. When asked if there was anything he wanted to tell the court, Pinio responded, "Hopefully I will never see you again." He pleaded guilty to the assault charge via Zoom from the Sudbury District Jail. Condon called his behavior appalling and physically abusive. Aside from assaulting the security personnel, who were doing their job, Pinio spit on two of the guards and bit one, which the judge described as invasive conduct. He also made racial comments. "I'm sure they had to be tested," the judge said. With the enhanced credit he received for the time he has spent in pre-sentence custody, Pinio's jail time is the equivalent of 141 days behind bars. During his two-year probation, Pinio can only go to SAH for emergencies or scheduled appointments. He can't communicate with the victims and must remain 50 meters away from them. Condon imposed a 5-year weapons prohibition and ordered him to provide a DNA sample for the National Registry. Pinio also faces May 21 charges stemming from a disturbance at the hospital in Elliot Lake. He is accused of pulling a fire alarm and threatening to kill staff and blow up the building. The Sioux court heard he's been released on bail on these charges.